This week on the eBay for Business podcast.
Many sellers already market their eBay business outside of our platform, so this is actually a great program that allows them to increase their earnings while potentially increasing their sales on eBay as well.
We have collaborated with illustrator Amy Martin, who's done a lot of work for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, to create a digital background that our sellers can download and display wherever they're virtually connecting or interacting with each other and their community.
We're looking to update some of our accounting software with QuickBooks, and we want to make sure that whatever method we use, if we switch to QuickBooks Online or use some kind of third-party app, that it would still be in correct working order with eBay Managed Payments.
I'm Brian Burke.
And I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow your business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 96.
And I believe we have a special guest to start us off this week, Griff. Yes?
Yes, that's true. He's with us now. Hey, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Griff. Brian, as always, it's good to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure as well. Hey, Jordan, it's been quite a week.
It has. In the year that we know as 2020, it certainly hasn't been boring. There's been no shortage of unexpected curveballs thrown our way. And while many of them have been external to eBay, but have impacted all of us, the news from earlier this week was definitely a huge blow to all of us. Unfortunately, it was something that actually came from inside eBay, which makes it all that much harder to process and absorb. And first of all, I just wanted to thank everybody for their longtime partnership and support of eBay. It's why I came back to the company, the incredible connection with our culture and with our brand that makes eBay so special. And that was also why the news that came out on Monday was so heartbreaking. To hear what had happened and the role that, you know, certain people inside eBay had played was just so shocking for so many employees, and I'm sure just as shocking or more so for all of you. The themes that come back for me as I think about this, there's like the sadness, the frustration, the anger, but more than anything, there's embarrassment. I'm embarrassed for our employees, and I'm embarrassed for each of you who have probably fielded text messages, phone calls, emails from friends, family members, or children wondering, hey, is that place that you work? It's kind of how people see their eBay business. It's certainly how employees see it. What's really going on there? And so I know that it's not easy. And I'm just very grateful for the trust that so many of you have shown eBay over 5, 10, 15, 25 years, that the news this week, if it wasn't so crazy, would almost make for a bad movie plot. But the fact that it's real is just, it's unacceptable. You know, the Canadian in me feels the need to apologize for everything. So I'll just say, I'm sorry. But thank you is probably the right thing to say. And just know that the thousands of eBay employees that show up every day share the same values that all of you do around the core of how this company was founded, connecting communities. People are basically good, empowerment. That is who we are at the core. That ultimately will allow eBay to achieve its next 25 years. But it doesn't mean we'll get everything perfect. But this week was insane. And so, like, as always, as I say on these podcasts, on different social channels, if I can help with anything, don't hesitate to reach out. If there's feedback, let us know. And if you see things that just don't make sense, please don't ever assume it's our intent. Ask and ask for help. And we're always there to listen.
You've spoken for all of us here that it's just been a devastating week. This is unprecedented. And I all of us share this sentiment as well. Thanks so much,
Agreed.
Jordan.
Thanks a lot, Jordan. I think all of our sellers and longtime employees like myself and Griff appreciate your dedication and candor and honesty around this topic.
Yeah, same here, Jordan. I thank you for that.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks for stopping by, and we'll check in with you again as the summer unrolls.
Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, Jordan.
Bye, Jordan.
Well, Brian, I'm so glad that Jordan came by to talk to us. I think that needed to be said.
Same here. So shall we start the show?
I think we should. Let's start the episode.
Perfect.
We'll start with the topic of this, the fourth week of Traffic Month, the eBay Partner Network. We are now in our fourth week of Traffic Month at eBay, and all month we've been hosting segments to share how eBay and sellers together help drive buyer traffic to the site. This week, I'm joined by the director of the eBay Partner Network, which you may hear us refer to as EPN, because at eBay, we love our acronyms. So joining us is the director of the EPN, Michael Lill. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Chris. Really good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the eBay Partner Network and the role it plays in bringing traffic to eBay.
Sure thing. EPN, or like you say, the eBay Partner Network, it's eBay's in-house affiliate network.
which is a marketing channel, and it sits within eBay's performance-based online marketing groups. Within that are program partners with publishers all over the world who bring buyers back to eBay and get compensated when that traffic results in sales. It's kind of a nice win-win. Publishers, our affiliates, our publishers get paid for their efforts, and eBay gets to extend our marketing reach, which in this case brings in more buyers.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Could you give us more detail on how the eBay Partner Network, EPN, actually works?
Let's use an example. Let's say you want to promote some rare Nikes on your sneaker blog. What we do is you can manually build an affiliate link to an eBay listing or use one of our automated options like feeds or APIs to streamline the process. So then you share that link with your audience. And when a buyer clicks through that link and completes a qualifying transaction on eBay, you'll earn a percentage of the sale price. Our partners have access through our platform to this robust suite of easy-to-use tools, helpful resources, and reports. It's really a nice package.
You say partners. Are sellers able to participate in this eBay Partner Network? And I mean eBay sellers.
They sure are. And in fact, sellers, they can, and many currently do participate in the program. Many sellers already market their eBay business outside of our platforms. This is actually a great program that allows them to increase their earnings while potentially increasing their sales on eBay as well.
There's a long history of affiliate network at eBay. I know it used to be called something different a long time ago. I think it was the eBay Affiliate Network or program. But I understand at the eBay Partner Network, there's been recently announced exciting changes, actually, that are geared specifically to eBay sellers. Give us a clue.
That's exactly right. And it's one of the reasons I'm here. Really appreciate you bringing that up. It's a super exciting change. It's pretty phenomenal. Sellers clearly are the backbone of eBay. And we believe that our sellers have access to buyers that might not be on eBay today. And of course, you know, we like buyers. We'd like those to have those buyers just as much as sellers do, because we're only successful when our sellers are successful. On June 15th, we rolled out a brand new benefit for sellers who join the eBay Partner Network, and who start to drive buyers to their eBay listings or their eBay store using EPN links. If those efforts, when they do that, if those efforts result in a qualified sale of the seller's item, they'll earn a credit that offsets 100% of their final value fee. And what's doubly exciting is that this is not a short-term limited promotion. It's ongoing, and it actually is offered to all U.S. sellers who can benefit from this enhancement.
Okay, so wait a minute. You said 100% of final value fees. Did I hear that right?
You sure did. 100% of final value fees can be offset.
So essentially, no final value fees for any sale that originates through the eBay Partner Network link that a seller puts up on their website or their social media. I'm really intrigued because I sell on eBay. I'd love zero final value fees. Walk us through how this would actually work for a seller in the eBay Partner Network.
Let's suppose I'm a seller. And I share a link through EPN for a Michael Jordan card. Let's suppose it's a really great trading card. Let's say it's a $500 Michael Jordan card. And I share that on my business's Facebook page. So someone clicks on that link. They see it. They click on that link. They come to eBay. And they decide to buy that item within 24 hours. So my eBay, in that case, $500. So my eBay final value fee on that $500 item is 10% or $50. Because I drove that buyer to eBay and I did it through EPN, I'll earn a commission on this sale. So normally EPN pays out 4% commissions on trading cards. So in this case, for that $500 item, I would normally get $20 back.
Right.
Now, that's in the prior world. In this case, because of this new benefit, now we have this new 0% final value fee program that's live for sellers. eBay will also credit back the difference between that $50 final value fee and the $20 commission that I mentioned that in this case I've already earned. So in this example, I'll receive an additional $30 bonus credit. So my total earnings for driving the sale is $50. So you'll recall that I was paying $50 in final value fees. But now I've received $50 back in earnings. So effectively, my final value fees are offset.
That's amazing. Go on. I want to hear more. Sorry.
Yeah, it gets better. In this case, let's suppose sometimes buyers, they arrive on eBay and maybe they change their mind or they shop for other things. So let's suppose the buyer clicks on the Jordan link, the Michael Jordan card link. They come to eBay. But then they realize that $500 is too much for them to spend. So instead, the buyer finds another Michael Jordan card selling for, let's say, $300 from another seller and decides to buy that one. As an affiliate, since I was still responsible for bringing that buyer to eBay, I'll receive a 4% commission on the sale. which in the case of, let's say, we said $300 item, that 4% equals $12. So the key here is that as long as you help bring a buyer back to eBay, you'll receive a commission for your effort. And if that buyer ends up buying your inventory, then it means even more money back in your pocket.
Right. You're going to make a commission regardless of where they buy on eBay. At minimum, the 4% commission, that's the standard for the network program. But if they buy your own item, you get your final value fee offset.
Exactly. Well, it's great.
Thanks for that example. That really helped me understand it. Now, you mentioned the buyer purchasing the item within 24 hours of clicking on the link. Let's suppose a buyer clicks on the link and comes to the site but gets cold feet and leaves. However, later that night, he or she decides she really wants that item and they return to eBay to complete the purchase. You're saying that you would still earn the commission on that sale, correct?
Yes, you've heard it correctly. You sure would. It's the great part about it. We have what we call a 24-hour attribution window from the time of the click. So as long as the purchase happens within that window, you'll be eligible to receive the commission. I do want to point out one small additional detail from that example, which we can continue with that example. Let's suppose the buyer clicks on your link, but then they start browsing around the internet and they keep browsing and then they see another eBay ad that they click on. In that case, the attribution would go towards the last eBay link they click prior to making the purchase. We actually call it 24-hour last click attribution. In that instance, the publisher would not get credit for the sale. So I just want to make sure that that's totally clear up front.
So I would think that if I'm in the affiliate program, if I'm part of the eBay Partner Network, I want to make sure that when a buyer lands on one of my widget links that go back to eBay, whether that's my own item or somebody else's, that they're compelled to buy from that link rather than let them go and then go to someone else's link.
Exactly. That's right. You really want to close that sale. That's what we're all trying to do.
Yeah, that's helpful too, because I can, if I'm a seller, I know how I can tailor some compelling stuff on my website or on social media to help drive traffic by saying, there's a sale right now on this item. It's 10% off. That can help someone make up their mind. And again, mm-hmm. I want to say 24 hours doesn't seem like long, but actually that's a long time in the transaction process. And I would have thought it would have been pretty short. Or a lot shorter, like an hour. So that's really good news. Now, for sellers who at this point would like to participate in the eBay Partner Network after hearing what we've just heard, what would they need to do?
Well, it's super easy to get started. First thing they need to do is join EPN. So they do that by visiting partnernetwork.ebay.com. And on that page, they'll see a sign up button in the upper right hand corner. So they just need to go and click on that sign up button. And then when they do sign up, they've got to use their eBay account to sign up. And then that's it. Then they're in. And then once they're in the program, then they can start to create what we call affiliatized links, affiliate links. So then they go to our tools page. Actually, pretty easy to do that, too. The easiest tool to use probably is our link generator. What I would recommend they do is once they're in, they go to the tools page, look for the link generator, and then they just copy and paste the listing URL of the listing that they want to promote, and it will automatically generate a trackable link. We have other tools as well once they get going. For example, we have a tool called Smart Share, which is a really nifty browser extension, which allows you to create links while you browse eBay and share them via social channels directly. Makes it even easier. And then it's just about getting the word out, sharing those links via your website, on social media, or wherever else your buyers might be.
Michael, you talked a lot about sharing links just now and the different places, for example, that a seller can share the link. Is there like some advice or on a strategy for link sharing?
See, there are a couple things that I can mention. We've seen sellers be successful in multiple different ways. I mean, ultimately, it depends on your business model and what type of inventory you're selling. For example, if you have a website or a blog, you can add your affiliate links there on that website or blog, for example. If you already have links to your eBay listings on your site, you can automatically transform them into affiliate types, as well as any future links, by using another one of our tools called Smart Links. That's pretty nice. One of our most successful sellers in the EPN program, in fact, has their own website where they post their inventory. And they use that a lot to drive traffic back to their eBay listings. And then I would be remiss if I didn't highlight the importance of social media. Many of our affiliates actually don't have their own websites, but they use social media a lot. And that is definitely a major channel for many seller affiliates that they're using to drive success. And of course, you know, they're using sites like Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest that you guys have all heard of.
What about overall eBay Partner Network best practices beyond just linking? I mean, there any time I do anything that's marketing oriented, I like to have a strategy in mind about doing it right.
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, one of the most important things to keep in mind is that we live in a world that is saturated with digital content and digital advertising. I mean, we all know that, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, texting your friends, Instagram, or Nextdoor, the list goes on. Nowadays, it's really not as simple as if you build it, they will come. So you need to be thoughtful about your marketing strategy. You should ask yourself, how can I capture my buyer's attention? In some cases, it'll depend on your inventory. Your inventory might just really be powerful and market itself. For example, if you're selling a unique product or a product at a deep discount, or perhaps your product or business may have a good backstory that you can promote, that you can use as a hook. In some regards, it's a little bit like when you list your item on eBay, because I imagine many of our sellers, you probably spend time thinking about what keywords you should put in the title, how should you write your description, and so on and so forth. I think you'll really want to think about how else you can make that connection with the buyer so that he or she clicks on your links.
We want sellers to join the program, but more importantly, we want to make sure if they join that they're successful, because if they're not successful, we're not successful and nobody wins. Is there any other advice you'd like to give sellers that are interested in joining the program?
For sellers just starting out, I do want to really mention that the main thing is to be patient, because it does take a little while to start drumming up the kind of business and traffic that you're hoping for. Sellers can definitely be successful in the program. I mean, we've seen it with many, many sellers, but that success may not happen overnight, especially if you're just building out an audience. So I'd say even if some of your early earnings may seem low, if you stick with it, it does have the potential to pay off down the road. Also, it may sound obvious, but make sure that you're complying with eBay and EPN policies. For example, sellers should know, I'll just mention one example, that links can only be posted outside of eBay, never on an eBay property. Sellers in the program can't include affiliate links within their eBay listings or on their eBay store or eBay messages. The whole point is that they're listing outside, and if they stay clear of that rule, then we'll be in good shape. Yeah. I mean, everything is detailed in our network agreement. I would definitely encourage new affiliates to take a look at our network agreement and our code of conduct where we write everything down. Take advantage of our resources. We've got a lot on the EPN website. We have a help center. We have emails that we send out for extra help to our affiliates, especially on getting started. When they first join up, they'll start to get emails about getting started and how to optimize their activity. And then if you have any other questions after that, shoot us an email and we're always happy to help.
Sounds good. And before we wrap up, because we all have, you know, a little bit short-term memory sometimes, remind us all how we can get started in the EPN program.
If you're ready to sign up, just go to partnernetwork.ebay.com.
We'll put that link in the transcript.
Fantastic. And then if you're looking for more information, like I mentioned, we've created a very helpful page specifically for our sellers that can be found on our Seller Center. And there you can visit ebay.com/sellercenter. Look for the listings and marketing tab at the top. And in the dropdown, you'll see a link for the eBay Partner Network page.
Sounds simple. Thanks, Mike. I want to thank you for joining us. It's been a lot of great information about the eBay Partner Network. Great job on rebuilding and enhancing the program. I think we're going to see a lot of interest in this program now. Offsetting final value fees? I know I'm in.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Griff. I appreciate it.
We've been talking to Michael Lill of the eBay Partner Network, and next week we're going to be answering top trending questions about Traffic Month on all four of the different topics from the last month that you've been sharing on the community board. Well, look who stopped in to talk to us. Our good friend Liz Austin is here via Zoom to tell us some news, and I'm in total discovery mode. I have no idea what this is. She just asked if she'd come on the show, and I said, of course you can, anytime. Liz, welcome.
Hi, Griff. How are you going?
I'm going good. I hope you're doing well there up in Menlo Park.
We are doing well. Sun is shining. Summer holidays. Can't complain. Well, yep. Not summer holidays for me, obviously, but for the girls. So everyone's in a bright mood.
Yeah, it's hard not to enjoy it, though, when they're having fun. Tell us, what is it that you wanted to let us know about?
So I really wanted to just let sellers know that as part of Traffic Month this month, which is June, where we're telling sellers all about how they can partner with us to drive the most traffic to their listings, we have collaborated with illustrator Amy Martin, who's done a lot of work for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, to create a digital background that our sellers can download and display wherever they're virtually connecting or interacting with each other and their community. So we had seen that there was this trend, obviously, with Zoom and everyone at home, that people were connecting either Zoom or through Facebook stories or through Instagram stories. And we wanted to create something really bright and colorful that was uniquely eBay, that sellers could use to share with the world that they're open for business on eBay, and that they feel that sellers could feel like they could connect with each other by sharing something that they all kind of related to. Amy was given a whole lot of inspiration. So pictures of our sellers' businesses, whether it was their brick and mortar, whether it was their warehouse, whether it was their garage, whether it was their home office. We sent Amy a whole lot of images for inspiration, and she created this really vibrant green and teal background creative that has some really cool kind of unique points of difference that depict the lives of our sellers and how they run their business on eBay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now because you and I are talking on Zoom and you have it as your background. It's very colorful. It really does capture the ethos of eBay, I think. Where do people go to get this?
It's on Seller Center. If you just go into the social media page on Seller Center, you can easily download the illustrations there. And so we've created, as I said, one for Zoom. You know, there's versions there that you can use as your Instagram story backdrop or as organic posts in your social media. Whatever you need, it's all there, because we all know that we engage differently on social. And we wanted to give our sellers a few options based on how they decided to interact with each other on social media. So have a look, see if they, you know, work in with your own kind of store brand or your own business brand for you to use it, because we're super excited about them. And I think they do a great job in helping tell the world that, you know, eBay businesses, eBay sellers are open for business right now and powering America and getting those items out to buyers that they need in a timely way.
Liz, these are cool. Thanks so much for telling us about them. And again, to remind people where they can go to get them.
On Seller Center. So just look for the social media. I want to give a quick shout out to Alison Khalili on my team, who led the initiative and worked closely with Amy. And if you ever want to look at Amy Martin's illustrations, just find her on the internet at amymartinillustration.com. And she's a small business like our sellers, artists. Like, small businesses need support as a result of the pandemic. They're struggling right now as well. So we were happy to create someone who we thought was doing really cool stuff.
Well, Liz, thank you. These are really cool. I'm sure sellers will be happy to have them. Check it out at Seller Center under the social tab. You can find them there, download them, and use them wherever you see fit, whether that's at your meetup as background or Zoom with your friends, your fellow eBay sellers, on your social media. Even on your, you could put these up on your eBay store if you wanted to.
Or TikTok. Do you know what TikTok is?
Oh, yes, TikTok. Yes, all the kids are using it.
Oh, the young ones these days.
So wherever you use it, I think it'll be appropriate. Liz, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Griff.
Liz Austin, by the way, is the Senior Manager of Marketing and Seller Engagement. As we mentioned in our last episode, we have some really good questions that were sent in and called in by our listeners, and Brian and I will now do our best to provide some answers.
And a reminder, you can send questions to us here at the podcast, either by voicemail at 888-723-4630 or via email at podcast@ebay.com. Shall we read the first question?
Okay, you start, Brian.
Our first question comes from eBay seller John Allen, who asks, as a seller, how do I best handle replacements? I ask the buyer to return the item for a refund and buy the item again. eBay would then be able to track both the return and new item sent. My problem with that solution, as you probably know better than me, is the buyer may take that as poor customer service. Therefore, it must be handled delicately. I really don't like conducting business outside of eBay, as protections are lost. With regards, John Allen. Thanks for the question. And it's actually a really good one. The best way to handle replacements for returns is to create a new return business policy or edit an existing return policy to allow the buyer to elect for a replacement or exchange. And this is at the buyer's choice.
Right. That's exactly it. And you definitely don't have to do what you've been doing, which is like telling them to buy the item again. The way to do that, by the way, is to create a new return policy or edit an existing policy. And here are the steps. Brian, can you give them?
First, go to My eBay. and then go to selling and then listings and look for business policies on the left-hand navigation. Once in business policies, select create policy, return, or edit an existing return policy.
Right. So you can either create a new policy. If you have one you're just going to edit, you can add this feature on. Now, for either of those options, once you have the configuration box for that policy open, make sure the box for replacement or exchange available is checked. Set the other options for that policy as you like, and then name it and save it. Voila.
Voila. And then once you've done that, if you apply this policy to a particular listing where you do have replacements or you're willing to make an exchange, the buyer will be presented with this option upon initiating a return. The buyer will still be required to ship the original item back to you before you ship out the replacement or exchange, unless you opt to ship it without a return.
Yeah, and that might be in the case where it's an inexpensive item and you don't feel like it's worth paying for the shipping to come back. Now, keep in mind that even though you offer that option for a replacement or exchange, it's the buyer who makes the choice of which one they want. That could be a replacement, it could be an exchange, or it could be a cash refund.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important piece at the end there. So I hope, John, that answers your question. Let us know if you need more information, podcast@ebay.com. And our next question comes from an old friend of the podcast, Maria the Stylister.
Oh, good. Can I read this one?
Be my guest.
Okay. So Maria asks, "Dear podcast, I have some questions for promoted listings, and I'm hoping you can clarify. First, if a seller accepts the best offer on an item that was found via promoted listings, what is the fee that the seller is charged with? The original promoted listing price percentage, or is the fee adjusted to the accepted price percentage? I've heard mixed answers on this, oh brother, and when I look at the promoted fees, it does look like the cost is adjusted, but I'd love confirmation on this." And then second, she says, "Are promoted listing fees credited to the seller's account if the item is returned, or is that a cost that is non-refundable?" And then she goes on to make a suggestion. "I would like to submit a suggestion to the team about promoted listings. When a buyer makes the best offer, I'd like to know if the offer comes from a promoted listing. It would be even more amazing if it were to show us the fee as well. But more than anything, letting us know that it's via promoted. I have accepted an offer on many occasions that I would have countered had I known the listing was discovered via promoted listings." I know what she's getting at. She has to pay a little bit more, so she wants to factor that in.
Exactly.
"Though I do factor the promoted fee into my cost, my bottom line changes slightly when it comes to promoted listings, giving me a bit more room for organically found listings versus promoted. Also, the fees can change when it's trending rates. As a seller, I have to take that into consideration. Thank you for your time. This podcast is my," now wait for it, "second favorite to listen to in my library."
I'm going to have to talk to her.
Listen to this. "You can get bumped up to the first place if you hook me up with some swag. My love can and always be bought with eBay Anna and gift cards. Very truly yours, Maria the Stylister."
Is that bribery? Maybe a little bit, or is that just good business sense on her side? Well,
we'll see.
Well, I think I'm going to go into the office the end of the month here, so maybe I'll dig around and see if I can find some swag that we could send Maria.
Okay.
Thanks for those questions and suggestions, Maria. Griff, what's the answer?
I did some research and got clarification from the team, and the news is good, I think, because the final transaction amount is the amount used for determining the promoted listing fee due. So, for example, say a seller has an item listed at $100, and that item is promoted at an ad rate of 10%, which, by the way, is pretty high. But it's just an example. The seller accepts an offer through Best Offer for $50. For that sale, the ad rate is calculated on the transaction amount of $50, not the original listed price.
And that's correct. I would have been shocked if you gave me a different answer.
Yeah, me too.
And as for promoted listing fee refunds, promoted listing fees are credited to sellers in the same way that final value fees are credited. If the seller issues a full refund through the return, these fees are credited automatically. Promoted listing fees will appear on the invoice within 2 weeks. So depending on when the refund is issued, this may move the credit to the next month.
Yeah. And of course, Maria, as Brian says, we'll be happy to forward your suggestions for improvements for Best Offer feature to the team responsible.
She is not the only one who's given us that suggestion.
Oh, good.
As for your offer for putting eBay for Business podcast in your number one slot, we would hope you would do that on the basis of our content and your love of the show, as well as the love of the platform. But once we're back on campus after the pandemic is over, we can review your request for eBay swag. As for gift cards?
Yeah, about gift cards, Maria. Well, we wouldn't want to give the impression that our affection for you and for any seller is subject to purchase. And if we gave you gift cards, we'd have to give all our listeners gift cards. And that would put us in a very financial, dicey position.
So sorry, Maria. No can do with the gift cards, but ping us about the swag. There may be a spare t-shirt or mug laying around somewhere.
And in the meantime, while you're hunting down some swag later to send Maria, let's listen in on a seller question left on our voice line at 888-723-4630.
Hi, my name is Caleb, and my eBay username is BC Reselling LLC. And I'm just calling because I recently switched my account over to manage payments. I have yet to have that be implemented, but I signed up for it. And I actually manage a much larger account than my own. And that account has not yet received an invitation to be upgraded to manage payments, but it did leave me with a couple of questions. We are looking to update some of our accounting software with QuickBooks, and we want to make sure that whatever method we use, if we switch to QuickBooks Online or use some kind of third-party app, that it would still be in correct working order with eBay managed payments, so things would be able to integrate seamlessly, and we won't have to have somebody manually entering our data anymore. We have over 1,200 transactions a month, so it's beginning to become a lot of work. And I was hoping that maybe there could be some integration between managed payments and a QuickBooks-oriented account. Please let me know if you know of anything. Thank you.
And coincidentally, we received a nearly identical question in the podcast at ebay.com inbox. Shall I read it?
Yes, please do us the honors, Brian.
I own the account associated with this email, BC Reselling LLC, which seems to do around $1,000 a month in sales with very few hours I put towards it. But full-time, I manage a business that has over $60,000 per month in sales. My personal account was selected for early access to manage payments, and I just signed up. My work account has not yet. We are looking at shifting our accounting practices, which currently entail the manual data entry of over 1,200 transactions per month between eBay and PayPal into QuickBooks Desktop. We are looking to upgrade to QuickBooks Online so we can use apps that will be integrated to remove the manual data entry. But I'm seeing lots of warnings that there is not integration between managed payments and QuickBooks Online. Could you please help me find a solution? Thank you. $60,000 a month in sales. Congratulations, BC Reselling LLC, on your success. Griff, what do you think?
Well, so I did some more research, and again, it's another one that's easy to answer. And again, the news is good. So if you use QuickBooks Online or Xero, which is another software, or Sage Business Accounting for your eBay sales, you can sync your reports via one SaaS. That's one word. It's O-N-E-S-A-A-S, as an integration platform after activation on managed payments.
That's good to know. And we should mention that you can sign up for OneSaaS now. You'll receive a lifetime 20% off exclusive eBay discount on any OneSaaS subscription pack with a free 7-day trial. Visit the URL that we'll include in the transcript to learn more.
Yeah, and it's a special URL, so you get that 20% discount. And as Brian says, it'll be in the transcript. And for those sellers like myself that use GoDaddy for bookkeeping, you can sync your managed payment reports with GoDaddy bookkeeping services after activation of your GoDaddy account. Now, I already have a GoDaddy bookkeeping account, so when I transfer to managed payments in late July, I'm on that list, by the way, the transition in GoDaddy should be seamless. So if you're a GoDaddy user, you shouldn't have to do anything.
Lots of good info today.
Yeah.
So any more questions this week, Griff?
Well, alas, Brian, that's all the time we have for questions this week, but don't despair.
If you have a question or comment for us here at the podcast, drop us a line at 888-723-4630.
That's 888-723-4630. Call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave your question or comment, and if it's appropriate, we just might put it on the air.
And if you're not a call on the phone person, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And that's all we have for this week, Brian.
Only one more thing to mention then.
Oh, yes, of course. Don't forget your daily podcast to-do list.
Check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news.
Check your traffic stats and Seller Hub on a regular basis to see which of your items might need a little tender loving care to boost their appeal to buyers.
Consider joining the eBay Partner Network. at partnernetwork.ebay.com.
Check out the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard, and you can see the links that we referenced during the episode.
What's up for next episode, Griff?
On our next episode, we'll talk to a seller or two about the state of their businesses, and as Traffic Month draws to a close, we'll answer some of the many questions that have been sent in regarding topics we've touched on over the last 4 weeks.
And I might just do one little last plug on that. If you have a question about traffic, you can go out to the community and there is a dedicated board to take your questions about traffic there, and you can vote up the most popular ones and we'll be selecting from those. So community.ebay.com and look for the board on Traffic Month questions.
Excellent, Brian. We'd like again to thank our guests this week, Michael Lill of the eBay Partner Network. We want to offer a special thanks to eBay Senior Vice President Jordan Sweetnam, who stopped by to talk to us about that issue.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.